Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is Mindful Monday. Mindful Monday, and today we're continuing talking about living healthier and happier lives by eating healthier and living healthier. Today's show is scheduled as a 15-minute update show, so meaning that it will go up to 25 minutes, 30 minutes at the top. So we already have about 12 minutes remaining, but I'm going to go straight into understanding nutritional fat labels on our food, and that is something that Cousin Linda often discussed. She and I both reading nutrition fat labels. They're there for a reason, and they're there to educate us and to teach us of the proper amount of servings to eat and to provide for ourselves and for our loved ones, and the nutrition facts, what's included in our food. So again, that was what we're talking about, and I thank you so much. Big shout out to the listening community worldwide from here in my native United States, Turkey, which is still number two, Finland, Canada, Bangladesh, Brazil, Romania, China, UK, Australia, Nigeria, everywhere here in Metro Jackson, Big D, New York, Minneapolis, Miami, Midwest. Big shout out to No Labels, Washington, D.C., yes. Big shout out to my Avon community. Big shout out. Big shout out to all fellow entrepreneurs. Business people and those that's on the job listening and those that are taking care of the kids, those that are getting better. You know, if you're in the hospital, at home, on bed, wherever you are, thank you for your love and support. All ages, those that love entertainment and lifestyle topics, really appreciate you by supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, oh, Cousin Linda is on. So thank you all again. After the song I like to play, I haven't changed it up yet, we will continue talking about Mindful Monday topic of living healthier, eating healthier. And I know, yeah, we're going to get into like mindful dating and relationships, friendships. We're getting into that real soon because practicing mindfulness in our friendships and then relationships and dating life, and those of you that are married or those of you that are engaged. But, you know, I think a big thing is going on in America and around the world. So many people are lonely. So how do we not only practice self-care, but practice mindfulness in building and rebuilding friendships and relationships? So we're going to talk about stuff like that also in the near future. But, you know, our health is number one, because if we don't have our health, we don't have anything, right? Health is our number one wealth, because we're also including talking money too. But today, it's a brief show today, so I'm not going to run my mouth. But after the song, the happy song, we will talk with Cousin Linda. Again, we're talking about nutrition facts. Labels, and Cousin Linda, that's something that she knows, because even in our conversations here on the show, she often, and I often, we often bring up nutrition fact label. So we're going to talk about, because some people look at nutrition fact labels and like, what? What? So it helps us with knowing a serving amount to provide for ourselves and our loved ones again, and to know what nutrition we are getting in our system, and to help us not get some things that we don't want to get. So we will talk about nutrition facts label and myplate.gov, also from the FDA. Matter of fact, I'm on the FDA's website, and that's where I will be referencing. But thank you all for joining us, and we're just going to cut to the chase because this is a brief broadcast, and I was sending out wonderful, motivating vibes to all listeners, and thank you all for your positive vibes. Children's program. Remember back in the day, like Electric Company and Sesame Street. It's very upbeat. So some music just motivates. So I'm going to share a little bit from FDA and pass the mic to Cousin Linda. Using the nutrition facts label in my plate to make healthier choices. This is from the FDA. The nutrition facts label on packaged foods and drinks has been updated to make it easier for you to make informed choices. Using the nutrition facts label together with My Plate can help you be healthier now and in the future. After all, what you eat and drink over time matters. And then there's a picture of the nutrition facts label and myplate.gov. Go to myplate.gov. You know, that replaced the pyramid, the food pyramid. That's our updated version of the food pyramid, which when our former First Lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama, I remember when it came into effect, because that was when she was in office, and she came to Jackson. You know, Jackson's one of the fattest, Mississippi's one of the fattest states. She came to, I won't say that's why she came to Jackson, I'm just saying, but she came to Jackson a couple of times to promote her initiative on eating healthier and myplate.gov. But what's new with the nutrition facts label? Calories and serving sizes now appear in a larger font. Daily values and serving sizes have been updated. You know, Cousin Linda and I have been talking about plate sizes and how people have changed the servings amount, and how some of us overeat and so on. And some I'm talking to myself, you know, because that's something I needed. I'm getting control of portion control in second half, but let me get off of me and continue talking, reading this. Daily values and serving sizes have been updated. Added sugars, vitamin D, and potassium are now listed, and manufacturers must declare the amount in addition to the percent daily value for vitamins and minerals. Create a healthier eating style with MyPlate. Go to MyPlate.gov. MyPlate is a reminder to find your healthy eating style. You know, because we know what's best for us and what's healthy for us, right? Because someone just asked me before the show, Terry, matter of fact, asking me, saying a friend guy, a man, wanted to know how to lose weight. You know, we just have to find out. No late eating or no second helpings, no eating after 7, no big breakfasts. Like, I love big breakfasts, but now I'm on the Salt Bay diet. I eat later, 10 a.m., and I eat dinner at 5. So I guess it's a type of intermediate fast. But we find out, and also it's good to go to a nutritionist and also talk with your doctor regarding weight loss and eating properly, or if they can connect you with another doctor that can help. But we have it right here in the palm of our hands by going to MyPlate.gov. That is a start. MyPlate is a reminder that to find your healthy eating style and build it throughout your lifetime. MyPlate offers ideas and tips to help you create an eating style that meets your individual needs and can improve your health. MyPlate offers recipes, tips for eating healthy on a budget, and many other helpful resources. You know, and a lot of us, I know I look for servings and I look for calories. And find out how many calories you need and your food group targets with MyPlate plan. MyPlate plan is a personalized food plan based on your age, sex, height, weight, and physical activity level. It helps you figure out how many calories you need each day and shows you food group targets, what and how much to eat within your calorie allowance. Get your MyPlate plan at plate.gov/MyPlate-plan. MyPlate.gov/MyPlate-plan. But, you know, just go to MyPlate.gov and you'll see so much information. I'm on the FDA's website. Use the MyPlate plan and the Nutrition Facts label together. Now that you have your MyPlate plan, aim to meet your MyPlate food group goals for vegetables, fruits, grains, protein foods, and dairy. You can use the Nutrition Facts label to monitor calories and nutrients in packaged foods and drinks, and more often choose items higher in dietary fiber, vitamin D, calcium, iron, and potassium, and lower in saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars, what Cousin Linda often referred to as processed foods. So that is to just basically let us share with you all what we're talking about. So just going to hand the mic over to Cousin Linda. Hello, Cousin Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing Teacher Keen again, Cousin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Talking about something that you often talk about, and that's nutrition labels.
Good.
You
one
often,
of my
you
favorite
often
topics.
Mentioned in your shopping. Right. So I'm going to be quiet and just hand it to you.
Okay. And good afternoon or good morning, listeners, depending on where you are. And I was listening to Cousin Stephanie talking about losing weight. And it's hard to paint that topic with a broad brush. So my suggestion is, you find out what works for you. Now, back in the 90s when I was trying to lose weight, I went to a doctor who only prescribed diet pills. One of my coworkers described him as Dr. Kevorkian because he said that the diet pills were deadly or whatever, and they weren't. We were taking Centrum, and I think the generic label is Adipix, or I might have them reversed. But anyway, The diet doctor told us not to eat anything white, like bread, potatoes, I guess grits, because they come from corn, and corn is a starch. And he also suggested that we not intake any alcohol or any sugar. This is very, very, very restrictive, and it might be hard for people to follow that. Now, I guess that's why he prescribed diet pills for us, because these diet pills would take away your appetite. And, I mean, you'd forget to eat. And we lost weight. It was kind of like rapid weight loss, but I'm not recommending that to your listening audience. I kind of recommend the Mediterranean diet for other people. I think it's a safe diet because some people can't eliminate certain foods because you might end up lacking in nutrients. I think I heard you mention something like magnesium and maybe some of the vitamin Bs, vitamin D, vitamin C. So when you're talking about eliminating certain foods from your diet, that can be risky. If you're a young person, it might work for you. But when you get a certain age, you have to be careful about what nutrients and what vitamins you're eliminating from your diet. And so you may not have the money to go to a doctor. You may not want to go to a doctor or a nutritionist. So the internet is at your fingertips. And like Bethany gave that website, myplate.fd. What was it, Bethany?
.gov. It's from, .gov. And I'm on FDA.gov website. And, of course, they're behind myplate.gov. And myplate.gov will give you everything.
Okay.
That's our food pyramid. You remember we had the food pyramid? My plate replaced that doing Obama's administration.
And the food pyramid changes. So that's what I'm saying. You kind of have to tailor it specifically to you because when I was coming up, the food pyramid had everything, grains. It had ham and eggs and oatmeal or grits or something, you know, loaded with butter. And toast and cereal. I mean, you'd be eating like maybe a prize fighter if you followed
and I
that.
I used to do my best to follow it religiously. And that's how we were raised, too, of the food pyramid. We had everything.
And
we didn't gain weight either. We weren't overweight either.
I was going to say, back then, that may have worked because food was not as processed as it is now.
Right.
And we were not having to worry about a lot of pesticides being added to the food. A lot of chemical fertilizers had not been added to the food. So you may have been able, in fact, we were able to eat all of that and not really gain weight. And another thing, we were a lot more active. We walked a lot of places, not out of necessity, but because we enjoyed walking, especially going to and from school because you were walking with your friends. You were talking about homework or what are you going to wear to the dance Friday night, just a lot of things. So we were very active, and PE was mandatory. And we had a couple of PE teachers at Lanier High School who tried to kill us, as I would say, because I thought the exercises were so strenuous. And then we ate in smaller portions. We had hot meals in the cafeteria that were balanced. And then when we got home for dinner, we didn't do a lot of in-between snacking. Like that has been part of the American culture is to eat in-between snacks. I don't recall us doing that. And so that's one way.
We snack between snacks nowadays. You make a good point, Cousin Linda. We snack between snacks.
If you can cut out snacking, and for those of you who might have problems with elimination, try some nuts. If you can eat raw nuts, eat about eight or nine almonds.
I have almonds, hazelnuts, walnuts everywhere right now.
Now, I like salted nuts, and I eat salted nuts.
I do
now, some people might not be able to handle that. And I don't know if your digestive system can handle raw nuts. If they can, eat just a few. And I was reading somewhere not too long ago where they say fiber, you don't really have to have a lot of fiber. Well, from all the reading and research that I used to do, they highly recommended fiber, that you ate foods that were coarse. And when you ate certain fruits, and I don't recommend a lot of fruit because it's a lot of sugar, but if you do
and that's
eat,
good for
like
being
apple,
regular. Those of you that don't understand, fiber is good for being regular. And I know many of you want to be, I hear from everyday conversations, some people would literally tell me, I have trouble. I don't do it every day, or, you know, and it's important to be regular. So that's why I didn't mean to interrupt, Cousin Linda, but some people might wonder, well, why fiber? But if you're constipated, you need more fiber. Okay.
Yeah, and fiber, I mean, regular doesn't mean bowel movements every day for every person.
Right.
Your system is different.
Right.
You may not need to go but four times a week or whatever. Some people think normal for them is bowel movements two or three times a day. And like I said, you know, if you have issues, then certainly consult a physician. I've also read where green tea is good for you. They recommend 4 to 6 ounce cups of green tea every day. I drink at least one cup of green tea probably 6 times a week. Every now and then I'll drink a cup of coffee just because I'm having a breakfast bar, and I want to break away from the tea. I kind of want something different, so I'll drink a cup of coffee. But I've seen hibiscus tea is good for you, but
I felt that with the African imports. Matter of fact, I need to order some inventory for the business, and that tea is definitely good. Are you on, Cousin Linda? Hello? Oh, her call dropped. So she recommended hibiscus tea, and, you know, and if you drink something like tea often, it's sometimes good to switch to coffee. I love tea also, and smoothies and coffee also. Because I know with Sabe's diet, it's he eats after exercise and sports at 10 and only drink water and drink coffee, eat at 5 p.m., and only drink water and coffee. But I incorporated my smoothies, my tea, and, you know, I do a little snacking on stuff too throughout the day, like Cousin Linda mentioned, healthy snacks, nuts and so on. Because if I say snack like ice cream, I don't just eat like one scoop or one cone. So I think I'm doing good. I think I can handle it now, but I had to work on that. I had to work on that. And Cousin Linda even had mentioned before on the show, not eating just one cookie was not enough. You know, eating just one cookie is not enough. So that's the same for me. So that's pretty much. So we're going to continue. So this was a short show today. We're going to continue talking about, I thought we could move on and talk about exercise, but we're going to incorporate continuing this discussion regarding nutrition fact labels and myplate.gov, and what does the FDA advise adults and children? What do they advise us? How often do they advise us to exercise? And I believe for adults should at least get 30 minutes of quality exercise a day, and kids an hour, I think, or maybe it's vice versa. But we'll talk about that. But everybody should get at least 30 to an hour, child or adult, of, you know, quality exercise daily. If it's just because Linda mentioned high school PE, I still do exercises I learned in elementary school. And she mentioned we enjoy walking to school. Yeah, the elementary school that I attended, third to sixth grade, is right around the corner. My cousin and my friends and I, we walk to school unless our parents are, you know, are took us to school. We walk. I mean, it's only a 10-minute walk, but the kids that live in our neighborhood, right around the corner, some of these children live right, live on the next street. I don't ever see any of these children walk to school. But we enjoy walking back and to them back from school, except if it was rainy, and then we would look out and thank God. Most of the time, my parents would be there waiting, or somebody would be sent to pick us up if it was bad weather. But other than that, we walked to school because it was not just 10, 15 minutes around the corner. But buses literally pick the children up just for a 10-minute walk. But, you know, so, yeah, that has a lot to do, too, exercise. Yeah, obesity in children and obesity in adults. Yeah, but we're getting on track, right? America and the world, we're getting on track. But thank you all for tuning in. This is a brief update show. So this is like a trailer for next Monday's show where we will go in depth of reading nutrition fat labels and dissecting myplate.gov, what's on the website and all of that. And also on tomorrow is Thankful Tuesday. Tune in to Thankful Tuesday, Wednesday, World Wednesday. So, do we understand electoral college? Do we know what electors are? Do we understand that when we're talking politics and races and who's winning a race and, you know, this person won by popular vote, this person won by electoral college? Do we understand, do we know the meaning of electoral college and what is an elector? We'll talk about that on Wednesday, other worldwide hot topics on Wednesday for World Wednesday. And also we'll talk about a lot of the things that's dealing with the world. And listeners, please call in and chat with us and email us and talk with us on social media also from around the world. Really appreciate you. Email CultureShock, KultureShockent at yahoo.com, KultureShockent underscore Beth at yahoo.com. One more time, KultureShockent underscore Beth at yahoo.com. And also, those of you that want to send a Cash App, $ Beth. Be True Culture Shock, BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. Cash Apping us, $ Beth, BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. One more time for the people in the back and for people like me. $BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. I'm that person. Can you repeat that again after you said it four times? I just want to make sure I got it right. That's me. No joke. I'm not kidding you. But thank you. You know what? I'm going to say laugh. Let's smile and laugh. I know some of us are going through some crazy stuff. And it's hard to smile and hard to laugh. But once we smile and laugh, we look at it like, hey, I am going to make it through this. I'm going to make it through this. I'm okay. Thank you, God. So laughter is the best medicine. That's what I'm going to leave you with on today's show. Remember, laughter is the best medicine. Enjoy some laughter. Have some sense of humor. And make somebody smile or laugh, you know. Some of us make people smile and laugh without even realizing it, right? Because we're so goofy. I know, that would be me too. But thank you so much for your love and your support. We really appreciate you. You have been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report here at BTR